A 39-year-old Mountain Creek man will front court today, charged with a string of offences. It's alleged he led police on a chase on the Bruce Highway, resulting in his arrest in Doonan yesterday after a domestic violence incident. His charges include serious assault of an officer, dangerous driving and going armed in order to cause fear, and unlawful possession of a weapon. New knife rules have passed through Parliament, but without tougher penalties. The laws ban the sale of knives, gel blasters, machetes, axes and swords to minors, and outlaws any advertising depicting combat or violence. The new $6 million knife crime prevention strategy will also see the Sunshine Coast-based Bale and Stewart Foundation receive $200,000 over 2 years to continue their Bin the Blade for Balen campaign. Balen's father, Michael, says it's a start.
It seems like it's been a long, long time, but we have to draw a line in the sand, and I think today is the start of that.
A man is fighting for life in hospital after a reported near drowning here. Paramedics were called to a Diddillibah address late yesterday, where they treated the man following the post-immersion incident. He was then rushed to Skoo in a critical condition. And the sod will be turned this morning and a smoking ceremony performed to mark the beginning of construction of a new hospital in Maroochydore. McNab will deliver the new private hospital on Mundu Boulevard in the Maroochydore CBD. The 10-storey project is set to create 2,000 jobs over the duration of the 24-month construction period.